Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
From Lake Wissota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
It's a Friday. All across Wisconsin, hope you have good weekend plans ahead of you. Pat Kreitlow here. It's Up North News. Luke Mathis is our producer. Luke and I last week invented Dad Shirt Friday and, you know, thought we'd get that hashtag going and everybody would wear their dad shirts. And then Luke went and, you know, threw sand in the radiator at this point because we're now joined by our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And Kristen, what announcement did you make as soon as we saw you?
I said, hey, everybody, look what I've got. My Hawaiian shirt.
Her Hawaiian shirt, Luke, thanks to you. And then we're joined as well by Dr. Ann Helms, a critical care neurologist in Milwaukee. She shows up on her screen in a Hawaiian shirt and was told she had 3 minutes to find a Hawaiian shirt. So thanks again, Luke, for ruining our first official edition of Dad Shirt Friday.
See, I thought you told me that the Venn diagram included Hawaiian shirts in the Dad Shirt Venn diagram. So
it's a Venn diagram. They're not one circle.
No, but there's overlap. So it could qualify as both. I told you last week, I gave the disclaimer. I'm not a father yet. I am a godfather, but I am not a father. So I'm learning in this process myself, Pat.
Well, right now, as far as a godfather goes, you're part three of the godfather. So you got some work to do to become one of the classics here. And Dr. Helms, is giving us a not a Hawaiian background, but you're catering right to the host here who used to live on Grand Cayman, and you're saying that's a Cayman Island background you've got as well. Mm-hmm. So by travel or just by
went scuba diving in for spring break.
That would be the place to do it. And Kristen's usual partner in crime, Kirk Bankstead, was on earlier to talk about Mandela Mash, the new brew that's coming out. And so, Kristen, I imagine we will see you doing product placement posts on Facebook very soon with that.
100%. As soon as Kirk gets me some free beer.
it's always got to be free beer for Kristen because of the strong work that she does with him to help with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. On this Friday morning, we we've covered a lot of ground, especially this week, getting into the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race. So we'll get more about, Mandela Barnes and going up against Ron Johnson a little bit later on. But the prospect of a Tim Michaels winning the governor's race is of concern for lots of reasons, not the least of which, as we said earlier in the week, is the prospect that, that a Connecticut businessman could become Wisconsin governor. There's something you don't see every day. But in the sense that he still has or is conveying a connection to Wisconsin, his being governor of Wisconsin would have ramifications in many areas, not the least of which is women's health, which is why Dr. Ann Helms and Dr. Kristen Lyerly are joining us. They are active with the Committee to Protect Healthcare, and they were part of a panel yesterday that talked about what a Tim Michaels candidacy or a governorship would mean for somebody who said that the state's 1849 ban on abortion, again, 1849, mirrors his thinking, which, as you know, yesterday I called out as a lie. You can't say it mirrors because clearly you haven't read it, or you would know that it mirrors nobody's opinion because some of the language is so antiquated, it's not clear exactly what it means. So really, he's just reaching for something convenient. And both of these docs talked yesterday a bit about it. And Kristen, we've discussed this repeatedly. So I'm going to start with Dr. Helms. Just from an overall standpoint, when you opened your remarks yesterday, as a neurologist, what does it mean to have a potential governor who believes there needs to be no changes in the repeal of Roe v. Wade and an 1849 ban?
Well, I think what is really important to understand is that it doesn't just sit in OB-GYN. It doesn't just sit in women's health. This is about government intruding into healthcare decision making for everybody. So that instead of basing our decision making on good medical data, the studies and what they've shown, what works, what doesn't, we're basing it on politics that don't apply to any particular situation and don't care what your personal values are. And as somebody who does critical care neurology, I deal on the other end a lot of the time. I deal with a lot of end of life issues, with quality of life issues, with very personal decisions that people make that would be the next step here.
You're talking about what really caught my ear in the panel discussion yesterday was you saying that this would essentially force cancer patients to forego some of their care. What do you mean by that?
Well, if somebody is pregnant and they discover they have, say, breast cancer, the treatment for that would be lethal to the fetus. So the choice, if you're saying you have to continue that pregnancy, is to say you have to wait 6 months or whatever to start that chemotherapy, to start that treatment. And the one thing we know about cancer is the sooner you start treatment, the better off you are, the more likely you are to survive. So the likelihood of delaying it that long to complete the pregnancy and then start treatment would likely lead to a lethal outcome. The woman would die from the cancer.
And that's where we're going to talk on the other side of this break more about the timeliness, how time is of the essence, whether we're talking about cancer care or women's health care in a troubled pregnancy, and much more. Coming up after this, you're up north.